Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Olá, fãs. Isso, olá, fãs. Vamos. Listen, unfortunately, last night, peacefully, in his sleep, Uncle Wayne texted us and said,
I'm having a fucking crazy old lad. I'm not going to be able to do tomorrow. I can do next Wednesday instead if you still want to come over.
And we said, yeah, all right, that's cool. So, unfortunately, this is just your normal, run-of-the-mill, bog-standard, reverse cowboy podcast.
Reverse cowboy.
All right, everyone. So Uncle Wayne has got something to do. I don't know what he's fucking having his Botox done or something, but he's busy man. But he was very kind this week to offer.
He invited us, man, to his residence.
Shag Palace. We've got his address. If anyone wants to give us 50 quid for it, you can have it.
But I'm going to lock myself in his toilet and live stream him breaking me out of his own toilet.
Yeah, I was very excited about it, but we're just going to have to wait a few more days. So, yeah, we've decided to come and have a little chat anyway because we missed each other loads. I miss looking at this beautiful guy.
Well, I'm in a different seat today, so I'm actually more or less facing you. That microphone's not working over there, is it? So, yeah.
Because I broke it so that you would have to face me.
Have you? Yeah. My last hairdresser experience was fucking great. I think I told you about it.
No, go on.
Yeah, she was like a little Hell's Angel. And I went to a women's hairdresser's and she gave me wings, made me feel like I could fly.
Did she? Yeah. What, in what way? She wiped you off at the end?
Literally wings, because I like them like flicky out bits.
Yeah.
It almost takes a woman to know how to cut another woman's hair, you know?
You've got very gorgeous, luscious locks.
Yeah, it's a woman's haircut, mate, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
It's a bit like Sue.
Birkins.
Birkins.
Sue Bergen.
Sue Bergens. We should get her on the podcast.
I mean, she didn't follow me on Twitter, did she? So she didn't get fucked, and Twitter's
fucked
now.
We've got to stop talking about her. Twitter's not fucked, it's better.
It's not.
Way better. Freedom of speech, baby.
Well, there's no freedom of speech because people are making fake Twitter blue accounts. Like someone made one for Judge W. Bush and someone made one for Tony Blair. Got them verified with that $8 thing.
Yeah.
And then the George W. Bush one was like, I miss killing Iraqis. And then the Tony Blair one said, yeah, me too, to be honest.
No, but that's all right. It makes the parody accounts more active, yeah. But it's still, just making you can still say what you want again, can't you?
Well, you could always.
Nah, you couldn't.
What, have you said anything racist this week on the testing the water?
Apparently, yeah.
What, are we talking about Shitgate?
Might as well get into it.
Right, so you tell us what happened with Shitgate, because I've got an opinion on it, obviously.
All right, so basically, it was 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. I've just got up, I'm in my dressing gown, still rubbing my eyes, took the recycling out to the bins at the end of my garden. There's a back gate and then there's a row of bins. As I've opened the back gate, behind the bins, I've seen the top half of this great big hairy arse. And it was surreal. I'm looking at this bloke shitting behind my bins.
Did you see the shit coming out of his arse?
No, but I could smell it.
Oh, okay.
I could smell it, and I didn't get close enough to look over the bins and look, but I could smell it, and it was like, immediately, I was just like, mate, what the fucking hell are you doing, you dirty cunt? And he's like, he's jumped up. I've seen his ass. He's jumped up. He's pulled his trousers up, like dirty old grey jogging bottoms, as you'd imagine.
Mm. See, the story so far, you've not done anything wrong.
Of course not. No, no, I still haven't. I don't do anything wrong.
No.
And then he goes to run off. He goes like, and just goes to fucking run off. And I'm like, no, mate, you come back here. What language is it? Fuck knows, not English. I said, no, you come back here and pick it up. He came back, picked it up, and then scuttled off again. And I was baffled.
Well,
it's so
good of him to pick it up.
Good of him to pick it up, yeah, but he didn't want to. He tried to get away, and I said, nah. Anyway, I was fucking baffled. I was like half wanted to laugh, and I was half like, I was mostly disgusted.
Maybe he was just desperate, though.
So I went inside and got my phone, and at 8:03 that morning, I did a video explaining exactly what I'd just seen. I'm painting a picture, and I had less than a minute. I had an Instagram video, 59 seconds to paint a picture as best as I could. So I explained what I'd just seen. And
what was the naughty word you used?
I called him a refugee. Mm. I said there was a refugee having a shit at the end of my fucking garden. Now, posted the video. Boom. Then the next minute.
That's where you went wrong, innit?
Well, the next minute. No, because it's an amazing story. Why? All right, why? So should I not have told that story?
No, the story's hilarious. However, you went wrong by calling him a refugee because you don't know if he is a refugee.
Mate, I saw him.
Yeah, but you can't look at someone and know they're a refugee. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, how do I know he's having a shit?
Because you can see a shit coming out of his arse. You can smell it. You can smell it.
I could smell it.
You saw it on the floor. You don't know where he's just come to this country or he could have been here for a while. He could have been here forever.
Are you having a laugh?
How do you know?
How do I know? Because I fucking saw him.
But
No, listen,
not all refugees look the same.
But not all fucking. All right, if it doesn't matter.
Well, shit smells pretty similar.
If it doesn't matter what he looked like, why does it matter where it was? Why does it matter what happened? Why isn't the story, if you don't want to offend anyone, the story has to be, fucking hell, you won't believe this. I just found out having a, at the end of my, because how do I know?
Yeah, right.
He's having shit. He might have found a shit and then squatted over it. He might just be keeping it warm.
Yeah, but listen.
You've got to make an assumption somewhere. So I'm painting a
picture.
You
could just say a guy, and then he went.
How do I know he's a guy?
I don't know, but you could say...
Exactly, so a person proves my point, but this is why I wanted you to tell me off. Because
I'm not telling you off, because I think it's a hilarious story. However, I'm just asking you why you think using the word refugee like got people's backs up. Why do you think that happened?
Because I made that assumption.
Yeah, but why are they upset about that?
Because I have fucking no idea, mate, because straight away my DM started filling up, with, how do you know it was a refugee?
And I think... The reason that is because at the moment there's
Someone said, how do you know it was a man?
Right. Well, I mean,
it's a good question.
I think that's less inflammatory than saying refugee because.
No, not at all. Not in this day. I didn't have time to check his genitals, its genitals, their genitals.
I mean, that should have been the first thing you did.
Right, exactly. So then that gives me a story because I can identify it as a human even. I should have took his DNA and just identified it as a human, but. Really, should I really have said, like, I found a person? I'm trying to tell a story. If I say person, that's very vague, isn't it? No, if I colour in the gaps,
I'm not even talking about assuming his gender, right? I don't think that's as important as the word.
It's not important at all. It's just obviously it was a man and obviously it was a refugee.
You still can't explain to me why it was obviously a refugee.
Taking refuge behind my bins.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him a refugee, the immigration
literally,
way you're talking.
Quite literally does.
Right. You know why people got the back up about that?
Why?
Because... Motivated mainly by all this bullshit like the Tories are doing now, this anti-refugee campaign they've got, that is incredibly inflammatory because it winds people up, often like vulnerable people, like that idiot who drove down...
That was the next day. No, listen. Through the fucking,
yeah, that idiot drove down from there, right?
But that's all pre-planned. Mine was reactive to what just happened. It happened, so I had to tell the story. Do you agree?
Yes.
If that happens, you've got to tell the story.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So to tell the story, I've got to give the details.
But you must know... Right, there's this relentless anti-migrant propaganda
on. Anyway, he was like Syrian or whatever.
Right, well, there's this relentless like anti-migrant propaganda going on at the moment from like the state, large parts of media, Tories. What they're demonising refugees and like denouncing them as fakes and scroungers and all this shit. Right, and that's why that moron drove down from Buckinghamshire, threw some petrol bombs at the detention centre, and then killed himself.
I am sympathetic to anyone who's in need. For example, when all this
sound like it, does it?
Well. When all this was kicking off, I said, well, hold on a minute. Literally, 2 days before that, I was walking through Greenwich, walking past that Hotel Ibis on the corner, and that is one of those refugee hotels.
There was
a couple of them were scattered around. There was one stood outside. I felt so sorry for the cunt. He was stood there, and he was just flicking his lighter like that. All right, I just found it, but I had just found a score. It was in my pocket. I found it about an hour earlier. And I gave it to him because I thought, fuck me, you need this more than me. I'm going to give you this. I said, here you go, mate. There's, and he was over the fucking moon. So if 2 days later, I'm the bad guy because I tell a story that describes someone as a refugee just so you can get a picture of what he looked like.
Problem is, you've got loads of followers. Like, someone might watch that and go, you know, fucking hate refugees.
He might have watched it and then gone and done the bomb.
Yeah, he might have done. So you should try and avoid using inflammatory language or like words that you didn't need to call him a refugee. You didn't. And the story would still be funny.
Yeah, but...
But now I think the shitgate story is funny. I'm not giving you shit for it. I'm just trying to explain to you why it kicked people off. And then I think you went wrong by... You did two apology videos. One of them I think was a piss take. The first one really...
Both fucking piss takes. I'm not apologising for that. They were sarcastic.
All right.
So then what happened when I did the sarcastic apology video, then I've now offended the other lot who were like, what are you apologising for? You ain't done nothing wrong. And I'm like, mate, this ain't a real apology.
Because you tread the line. You have a demographic of people who just find you very funny.
I'm like Johnny Cash. I walk the fucking line. I always have done, always will.
Half your fan base are like... You know, racist cabbies.
No, they're not.
Half of them are just people who think you're funny.
No, they're not. Your followers are fucking...
Jugglers,
eco-warriors. This podcast now is probably being listened to in a little human glue chain on the M25
somewhere. I think those are the dicks.
They all look the same. Them eco-protesters, the girls.
They're all posh girls, aren't horsey girls?
Yeah, that age group, like 16 to 25.
They're all called like Floella and shit.
Yeah, Burrows Rumbelow and...
One of them's called Indigo Rumbelow, wasn't
Indigo
it?
Indigo Rumbelow, yeah. So going back to the old shitgate scandal.
Has he been back to shit again?
No, I keep checking. To be honest, funnily enough, I had a piss behind my bins last night.
Well,
but they're my bins.
Hypocrite. Do you remember the film The Green Mile?
Yeah.
You know, about my name, coffee, like to drink. And he had this magic power... Where he could suck like the demons out of people, whatever.
Ridiculous, that film.
Yeah, bollocks. But he was like, sucking all like the weird shit out of like dead stuff. But imagine this guy who did a shit, right? He's got a magic power. Imagine if he had a magic power like the Green Mile Man and he's like, my name.
But he found the shit.
No, maybe he does shits that are full of gold. Right, and it's just something he's been born with, and he's come here, he's giving you a gift for letting him into your wonderful country and like to help you pay for your electricity bills because he knows that it's going up. And you bullied him on Twitter, and now he'll keep his golden turds to himself and not give them to anyone. Nice one, mate, that's good of you.
I'll tell you a good party.
That could be true.
At a party, get an egg, go out the room, gently place the egg between your buttocks, wedged in, walk in gently, slowly.
Squeeze.
Start doing some random chicken noises. No one can see behind you, they're not going to know what you've got an egg. It starts off with a couple of buck, 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 build it up to a crescendo, maybe 15, 20 seconds, and then lay the egg on the kitchen floor. It breaks. Everyone loves it.
Well, do you pull your pants down to lay the egg?
You got to do it naked.
It depends whose party you're at, doesn't it? If it's like your auntie's 60s, it might not be good.
That shouldn't matter. That is a good old...
Have you done this?
I've done that, yeah.
Many times?
No, I've done it once.
Have you had any bad experiences at parties?
Fucking hell, I had loads of bad experience at parties. Can't actually think of it. Yeah, I can, yeah. My bird at the time sucked someone off in the toilet.
That's not nice.
I think he fucked her up the arse first.
And then she sucked
him off and then came back out the toilet and was just like cracking on, slow dancing with me and whatnot.
That's a bit mean of her, isn't it?
Yeah, nice girl, really nice girl. Horrible. I miss her.
I was at a party once and I was in a bit of a boisterous mood and me and my mate, Philippa, we were throwing bread out the window for some reason and... I threw a baguette out the window and it hit someone on the head like in the garden. And then this dude ran into the party room like fucking livid, going, who threw that? It hit my brother. It could have killed him. It could have killed him. I didn't know who this guy was, but I knew that the week before he'd stayed at this party house and he did a shit in the bath and ran away. So I just went, you can fuck off because you did a shit in the bath last week.
Oh, that's naughty.
And as I said it...
Is he a refugee?
No. I don't think so. He grew up in Huddersfield, I think. But anyway, as I said that, the room went silent, like proper, and everyone just looked at me and he was like, what the fuck? And I said, I know you did a shit in the bath here last week and you ran off and didn't fucking clean it up because I've been told.
Nice.
So I was like, don't you have a go at me for throwing baguettes, shitty bath boy.
And
I cornered him like that and he just looked mortified. And then I felt really bad afterwards. But
no, that's not.
Don't throw baguettes out of windows and don't shit in baths. Reverse Cowboy.
I felt a sense of irony when I was pissing behind my bins last night. But like I said, they're my bins, man. Come on, play the game. Yeah, be civilised. Read your handbook. Surely you were given a handbook which tells you how to behave.
Do you know if you really need a piss and you've got nowhere to piss, you're allowed to piss on the wheel of your own car?
Are you really?
Mm.
Is that true?
Someone told me that once, right? And once,
I think that's just for cab drivers.
No, this actually happened to me once. I was driving, I was in like a housing estate. I was desperate for a piss. My car was there. And I was like, where do I go? There's nowhere to go, right? And anyway, so I just, it was like about midnight. There's no one around. So I just pulled over and I started pissing on my wheel. As I did it, police came around the corner, like a comedy sketch. And they went, what are you doing? I was like, I needed a piss and I believe I'm allowed to piss on my wheel. And he went,
what, this is you?
Yeah, I did this, right? And I pissed on my car wheel. And then he went, well, yeah, you are actually allowed to do that, but I would advise you just going somewhere less public, please.
Really?
Yeah, so I got away with it, and it was hilarious that the police came. Someone had told me that.
You evoked Victorian martial law upon this officer. Yeah.
He was like, what are you doing, Ned Angry? And I was like, I know my rights. I know the rules.
Yeah.
I know the 1972 Piss on Your Wheel Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I won. I won. Fuck you, cops.
You won that battle.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Right, so talking about bins, because you've just been talking about shitting in them and pissing on them and stuff. There's this guy in Germany, and have you got a wheelie bin?
Yeah, I've got 3 bins.
Have you got a purple one?
No, I've got a black one, a green one and a blue one.
Right, because there's this nutcase in Germany. And
it matters what colour they are, but yeah.
Well, it does, because he's been collecting UK wheelie bins for years. He's got like about 100 of them. And the only one he's missing for his collection.
Oh, it's a purple
is
one.
Is a 2002 purple.
Really?
And he's like, I need it. And like, he's a bin nonce. He's obsessed with them.
Have you ever collected anything?
I collect guitars, I suppose. I've got loads of them.
How many?
About 20.
Really?
15, 20. But I just can't help myself sell them. Like, a lot of them are shit.
We should get a guitar with a double neck and both play at the same time.
I mean, yeah, girls will find that extremely erotic.
Yeah, I believe so, mate. They'll double neck guitar. What about them cunts who turn up, you'll be at a party or whatever, or a fucking little
start
date.
Doing Wonderwall?
No, them, like a little spaz from Kent with a bit of, picking up a bit of a beat from the other studio.
Yeah, some cunt next door is making some...
No, you know, the bongo guy. You know the bongo guy?
Oh,
he turns
out,
shut up. Fuck off, mate. I'll put something through that bongo.
But it used to be, like, around 2005. You go
Uncle Wayne likes a bongo boy, doesn't he?
I mean, I don't know why, if that's a euphemism.
It's a shame he's not here. He'd like this conversation.
He's going to be, Wednesday's going to be great. And I'm kind of glad.
We're around his house, you know?
Yeah, we're going to his house, yeah. I'm kind of glad because I went out last night and got leathered. So I sound a bit like Uncle Wayne today, but I've more energy when. I mean, but yeah, if you've
sound
got
like
a tune...
talking like that, I went out. Fucking hell, went out. That's like
fucking got smashed.
You sound like him a bit.
Well, thanks.
I've been on fire with these Nev drops recently.
Yeah, they're good. But anyway, if you've got the rare purple 240 litre Sulo bin from 2002, he'll give you a load of money for it because he's like, I need it for my collection. What sort of was he doing?
Wheelie bins, you can't even put them inside each other. He must have a huge landmass.
I've got a photo of it here. He's got his garden's full of them. And he just loves wheelie bins. Like, I don't know what he's doing with them. Do you remember that guy who is a guy who he pays girls to watch him jumping in bins?
Yeah,
like men are mental. But this one particular guy, he pays like hot girls. He'll be like, "Can I give you £100 and you have to watch videos of me jumping in bins?" And they go out and he just runs and dives into like really smelly bins.
I've seen these videos and it's
bin nonce.
It really is the strangest thing, and it's like these pay pigs from I put on Twitter the other day, I said, listen, if there's any dominatrixes out there who want to really humiliate their pay pig, can you bring them on my fucking podcast, please? Because I want to get inside, you know, let's call him Steve. I want to get inside Steve's head. 50-year-old man, 3 kids. There's videos of them getting, like, walked to the cash point and called, you know, like, they're pulling money out and giving it to these fucking brass. They're not even brasses,
no,
are
no.
they? Do you like all that domination?
No, I just want... I just want to watch the Coronation Street omnibus and have a hand job. I'm tired,
so
old man.
So northern. Classic northern Sunday.
The most northern thing to do ever is have a cup of tea in the bath.
I like a bath. I have a bath with my daughter every night. Always have Pido. A bath. Do the bath. Yeah, no. Bath and then story and then bed. Every night, always have.
That's sweet.
It's a lovely little routine we've got. I fucking love it.
Kids love routines, don't they?
Oh, I love it, man. She's great.
But no, that bin nonce guy as well. he sent her a screenshot of the text he'd had off his mum, because he lives with his mum, and his mum was like going, will you stop jumping in bins because your clothes are fucked, because she was washing his clothes. So it's like some incel who jumps in bins. Yeah. And he's like coming home covered in awful things.
Bin juice is...
It's the worst of the juices.
Well, I don't know, bum juice is bad.
I've not had that one. I haven't tasted that one yet.
What, you ain't tasted a bit of bum juice?
I mean...
Come on, mate, pull the other one.
Nah.
That metallic kind of swirly taste.
Sounds all right.
Fucking hell, sorry, mum, if you're listening.
I don't think she is.
Not, I doubt it. She might.
I hope she isn't.
She, I found out she's recently... Well, I caught her. I knew she was on Instagram. So right. I do, it does limit you as to what, and my mother-in-law.
No, but my mum followed me on Instagram and I blocked her instantly. Yeah. My mum's too sweet and innocent, like she don't need that.
Yeah, my mum's not sweet and innocent, but she...
Still doesn't need to see what you get
and
up then to.
I know she's on Twitter and that's where the real shit goes. That's where I give me actual opinions. That's basically where I lose all my money on Twitter, when I divide everyone and everyone goes, nope, you're not getting my fiver.
Oh, well, anyway. Oh,
whatever, don't do
we live
it.
And learn.
Don't want to make you lot laugh. I don't want to make teachers and... fucking social workers laugh.
You just want to make anyone give you a fiver, though.
Anyone can give me a fiver, a month, not just a fiver. You've got to give me a fiver a month.
Right.
But I will not make shit dates and cheap girls' nights out laugh, because you don't want me to. You don't like me. No one likes me.
They're not going to give you a fiver.
No one fucking likes me, Vom.
I like you, mate.
Yeah,
I think you're all right.
But the only person who does.
Yeah, bloody me, me, me.
Yeah, so everyone says, what are you whinging about? I'm like, ah, just. You know, I thought it was good to talk.
You do wind people up on purpose a lot.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't wind anyone up.
I've seen you do it about 50 million times. You do it for a laugh.
Who, me?
It?
I don't. Yeah,
you do.
Who?
People.
That security guard, insane.
Yeah, exactly. About 10 minutes ago. you know, it's very
annoying,
funny.
He was annoying, though, wasn't he?
He was a prick, yeah.
He was annoying. He was going a bit above and beyond his duties.
Reverse cowboy.
So I'm just perusing my notes on my iPhone Pro 13 Max. Do you ever see that character I found? I found a TikToker who like shows off about what he's got. So he like holds his phone up. He's like,
sounds like Curtin off this country.
Oh yeah, but all my characters from a nondescript kind of place do. But basically, he's a biter. So he bites. He's got trolls calling him a tramp, saying all his stuff's fake, saying all his stuff's shit, and he bites. Yeah. So he's like holds his stuff up. Shows
no, this is a nice phone.
This is an iPhone 13 Pro Max, mate.
It's the best one you can get.
Yeah, 800 gig.
Like Gareth from The Office.
Exactly. So listen, I thought of a doomsday scenario that no one's quite thought of.
What? Okay, so what's something that might happen soon?
And when you actually think about the butterfly effect, it seems trivial at first. It's not a nuke. It's the it's an inverted nuke. Mm. It's where instead of getting blown up, everyone blows themselves in.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah, let me say more. So,
are you coming at this from a scientific background?
Kind of. It's just an alternative way of the world ending.
Okay.
So basically, what if, basically, let's just say China just opened up everyone's, bing, internet.
Mm.
So everything was open. Messages, deleted messages, fucking everything. So that would happen. Let's say they hacked the TV, the old classic situation. A bit of fuzziness, and then some Chinese bird comes on the telly and says, we have... opened all your internet. Enjoy. Eat yourselves alive. Or whatever she says. Yeah?
Right, okay.
And then everyone will be like, oh, yeah, well, that's a shit weapon. But before you know it, every single member in your house would run off to different corners of their houses.
What, so anyone could look at your shit?
Anyone can look at anyone's. So it's just open warfare.
Whose would you look at?
Well, yeah.
Wayne Lennikus.
Sorry, I wasn't ready for that. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was just open. So it was like, as seconds turn into minutes and minutes turn into hours, there'd be at least 10 domestics on your road out in the street. Yeah. People's shit getting thrown at. There'd be cars flying about everywhere.
Chaos,
people driving to see someone else who, you said this about me. You know what I mean? It would, everyone would just eat each other alive.
I mean, it's a good idea.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a very good idea, but I don't want it to happen.
No.
I mean, not that I've got.
I'll be sweet, actually.
You know, only thing I've got to hide is, like, the mocked up porno pictures of you.
What, that you've done in your spare time?
Yeah, where I put your head on like a girl with massive tits.
Oh, that's right.
And then have a wank.
So it's just a girl with massive tits. It'd be a lot weirder if you just put my head on like just a geezer with a massive cock.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't put it past you, to be honest, mate.
Well, what's wrong? Don't kink shame me.
I ain't kink shaming you. I'm fat shaming you.
Well, I'm not fat.
I only said it because you're fat.
I'm not fat.
No, you're not fat. How much do you weigh?
I don't know. I've not weighed myself for years. probably about 12 stone.
How tall are you?
6 foot, 6 foot yeah, one.
You're not taller than me.
How tall are you?
6 foot three.
You're not taller than me.
I am with heels on.
Yeah, well.
3 inch.
Stop trying to turn me on.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, so I used to go out with this scar supporter, yeah, and she was a fucking misery. But she was actually a really nice woman to me, yeah, a bit mumsy and that. Really nice woman, actually. Deep down, she had a good heart.
You anyway. like one who looks after you, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do. Who doesn't? Yeah. But anyway, she, you know what I mean. But she had this really horrible trait where we used to go up to Liverpool and she'd...
She was a proper red Liverpool five times. We've won it five times.
But she didn't know fuck all about football, obviously. She was doing
a girl.
We was in a pub in Liverpool, watching Liverpool, and it's quite a busy pub, and it's the bit of a low in the game. It's gone quiet. The ball's gone to Steven Gerrard.
Wanker.
And as it went quiet, the ball went to him, and she went, ah, the master. And it was fucking bone tingling.
Did she say it so that everyone else heard?
And this was when I knew this relationship was over. Other than the time I bent over and she clenched her bum cheeks. But this is when I knew this relationship was... And the time when I was in hospital and she came running into the hospital and the doctor went, oh, your mum's here. I swear to God that happened. And it made me...
Only you would end up going out with someone who looks like your mum.
Oh. Reverse cowboy.
I've got funny stories to tell you. Right. And it also involves an ex-girlfriend. That's why I thought I'd get onto it.
Rip it and rip it.
Right. So first, do you like graffiti? Have you ever done graffiti?
I like good graffiti.
Right. You don't like just like random stupid shit like Nat
tags.
Has herpes.
I'm not into tags, mate.
Right. I've never been a graffiti artist. I haven't got a steady hand. I'm not one of them. Anyway, one time I went out with my mate Laura and we were getting drunk in like Soho and she'd been seeing this guy at work for a while. And anyway, he broke up with her or something. He was nasty to her. I can't remember what it was. And she was pissed off. We were like out drinking and chatting about it. And then we got really drunk and we were walking back to her house. And then he was known by his initials, I think like ICWB or something. As a work, he was known by that. And he's always like Twitter handle was that and everything. Anyway, on the way home, we like found some pens and we walk in and we just started writing all over the wall. Like ICWB is a fat lesbian or like ICWB is a paedophile. Just like being pricks. You know, I was way too old to be doing this shit, but writing it on like bank walls and in Holborn and stuff. And anyway, we were fucked up and, you know, thought nothing of it, forgot about it. Anyway, the next morning, I was like hungover. She'd gone to work and she texted me going, fucking hell, go and clean that off the wall. Because on his way into work, he'd seen it all and it was his initials and he'd taken pictures of it and posted it on his Instagram going, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Yeah. And then
I'm going to do it. What's his name?
ICWB, I think it was. So she was like, you got to go down there and scrub it off. You have to fucking do it. Like, go, like, come on, do it. Do me a solid. And I was like, all right,
just
fucking
paint over it.
Well, no, it was just on these walls. Like, and it was just, I could have scrubbed it off quite easily. It was like a pen or something. Anyway, I went down there and I'm scrubbing this like.
What, with a scrubbing brush?
I had a little brush and like a bit of water okay. Like, in the middle of the day. And I was like trying to do it really quickly. Anyway, then I got a tap on the shoulders and doing it. She went, Sam? I turned around. My ex-girlfriend that I'd not seen for like 8 years. She was like, Sam, is that you? And I was like, oh, hi, Amy. And she just went, what are you doing? Oh, long story, mate. We didn't break up on bad terms or anything. So, we didn't keep in touch because we didn't like each other. But she went, what the fuck are you doing, mate?
Was it still visible what you wrote?
Yeah. And it was like, is a big fat lesbian or a big fat... no offense to any lesbians listening, but it was just a funny way to describe him.
Yeah, just a juvenile kind of thing.
Yeah, we're just being idiots. And I was probably nearly 30 at the time, so I was way too old for this.
Yeah.
It was just funny as fuck for her to catch me in that moment. And she was like, do you want to go for a brew and catch up? And I was like, oh, I'm a bit busy cleaning all this graffiti, but nice to see you. I know he was a big liar.
Oh.
Stevie Wonder, he's not even blind. I've seen him looking at his watch. I've seen him catching a mic stand. He's not blind.
Catching a mic stand?
Someone knocked a mic stand over on stage. I think it's Paul McCartney with his bass. And he goes, boom, catches it.
I think you might have told me that, but yeah. I swear he might have done it by audio.
He's a liar. Also, Stephen Hawking, there was nothing wrong with him. He's the greatest actor of all time. My mate was a brain surgeon. He was like, fuck all wrong with him. He scanned his brain. I reckon he ran the London Marathon every year, like disguised as Pudsey the Bear or whatever. Big shagger as well.
He got big shagger.
He was always shagging.
Or licking.
No, his knob still worked.
Really?
I believe so. He was always shagging. Like, he was like, oh, come to a bed with me. No. To his like his nurses.
But listen, you know about the bullying shit, didn't you, with him?
Was he getting bullied?
Massively bullied.
By women?
By women, yeah, like leaving him out in the rain and shit. No joke.
I think he was, that
burning
was his
kink. Him with fags.
That was his kink.
Maybe he's a pay pig.
Liars. Birds. The last bird went extinct in the 1800s. What you see now are just different models of CCTV devices. Do you reckon the Premier League's real? Or it's like WWE on like a bigger
simulation.
Scale? No, like wrestling. When you were a little kid, and remember WWF it was called when we were kids?
Yeah, yeah.
And at one point, did you think it was real? I did.
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah, for like a couple of years. And then someone told me and I was like really annoyed that it wasn't real. But like, because it's scripted or whatever.
But if you ever hear...
Premier League might be scripted.
Well, I'll get onto that in a minute. But if you ever hear WWE wrestlers talking...
Yeah.
It's like they don't break character, ever, even if they're 40 years retired.
No, they're the greatest actors of all time.
No, but even Hulk Hogan now, or them old retired ones, still talk about, I can't believe that night, I really turned up that night. And
they believe it.
Upset the odds, and it's like, oh, what the fuck are you talking? You're talking about these nights as if, like, it was a great triumph, he was a great wrestler, and that, like, well, hold on a minute, like...
You're actors,
yeah. But the Premier League, listen...
Oh, yeah, I think it's all staged.
There's... If you've got a lion, a scale, you've got 100% is Truman Show. Is it a Truman Show? No. And you've got zero. Is it completely fucking square? No. Mm. Okay? So there's somewhere in between that. Now, it's always been open to fucking corruption because you can get a ref
or you can get caught with bribes.
But now, because of the amount of money that can be basically, what's that word? Laundering, because you can launder money so easily via gambling as an industry.
Can you?
Because of course you can. Yeah, you can wash up money through gambling.
Talk to me about it later.
Yeah, cool. No, you talk to me about it.
I don't know what you're on about.
Well, I'm just trying to let everyone think I've got more money than you.
But
But listen, they've now brought in this fucking VAR bollocks. So
it's shit, that, isn't it? Let's get rid of it,
mate. The first thing is
reverse cowboy.
But just. So you can do this. I've just done a massive rant about VAR, which we've now edited out. But stay till the end of the podcast, and it's the last 2 minutes of the podcast.
Also, football is never, ever, ever coming home.
Hey, what about I'm a Celebrity? You watching that?
No, I've seen the clips on Hancock. Thing is, right,
that is TV for fucking idiots.
Of course it is.
It's like Double
Dare.
If
I was in there, because they don't know who's coming in, do they? Because they're all in isolation in like a hotel for 2 weeks before it. But they don't know who else is going to be in until they get there. If I was in there, Hancock walked in, right, I'd be like, he's still a human being, right, so I'm not going to run over and knock him out. I'd take him to task about the way handled the pandemic, because he fucked up so many times. I'm like, thousands and thousands of people died in this country.
Is he still an MP?
Well, he's been suspended for going in there, but he will be when he comes back.
But you know he's already done SAS, don't you?
What?
He's just filmed SAS,
What's
Who
that?
Dares Wins, where he pretends to be SAS.
Is he trying to, like... rebrand himself as like some...
Of course he is. ITV have made a massive fucking misjudgment. Like, I watched that last night because I thought, do you know what? I wouldn't mind seeing this prick squirm and wriggle. But then, within minutes of watching it, I thought, no, you want me to watch you squirm and wriggle. You're just the same as all them other desperate cunts in there. You're in there going, oh, what have we bloody done? What have we signed up to here? Oh, no, not bloody spiders. I've got a right.
That prick, you know, Sean Walsh, isn't it?
He went in there with him and they were all giggling at each other's jokes. And he's like, mate, I don't even want to watch you. You are fucking, everyone thinks I'm a Tory, mate.
You're not a Tory. We got through this.
That fucking Tory government are the biggest piss takers. Now, there's different crimes. You pick your fucking poison, yeah? If you want to be run by piss takers, vote for these Tory government. If you want to be run by fucking begs, vote for that Labour government. There ain't a lot of other options.
Well, no, because the current Labour government are Tories as well.
What I'm saying is there's different crimes. I personally, when it's ultimate piss taking, like what these Tories are doing, I almost admire it just for the audacity.
They're taking your money.
Yeah, but do you know what? Just for the audacity. It's like I'm watching that last night and I'm thinking, I said to her, turn this off now and put something on that doesn't kill our brain cells. This is TV for kids. It's gunge. Gunge,
Anton
what
Deck,
is this?
And that those cunts, right? And they come on. And like, as soon as they go, hello, like, all the crew, like the camera people are obviously told.
Oh, the giggling
they're told
crew.
To like, to giggle.
So much.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible.
No, and it's the same every year that I'm a celebrity. It's fucking dog shit.
But I saw this funny clip where Matt Hancock and that bellend Sean Walsh are chatting and they go, and he's like, because Sean Walsh has got a Blink 182 tattoo, which just says it all.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and then
he didn't want to talk about that, did he?
No, Matt Hancock's like, oh, yeah, you know, what's that? You like that? And he's like, yeah, I love them. And he said, what music are you into, Matt? And he's like, well, you know, pretty mainstream, like Ed Sheeran. And he goes, you like Ed Sheeran? He goes, I love Ed Sheeran. I'm from Suffolk as well. Oh. And then he's like, yeah. And Hancock starts singing a Sheeran song. And like, he's like, yeah, I love that one. It's called Perfect. Doesn't mean, and I mean, he's funny like to observe because he is Partridge. He's full Partridge. But honestly, I would batter him to death, I think, and feed him to a crocodile in the jungle.
His
actions murdered loads of people unnecessarily.
Yeah, no.
He shouldn't be on telly.
He really is.
He should be in fucking jail. Anyway, do you reckon Adele was better when she was fat?
I've always said about Adele, when she loses a bit of weight, she's going to be fucking nice.
But she's a very beautiful woman, very pretty. And I think she was a bit cool when she was fatter.
Have a look at this.
Well, that's not good for audio.
It's not good for audio, but the audio, it's for, I want all you
right.
to see it.
All right.
So this is basically Dean Gaffney's brother calling out Joe Swash. Yeah?
Well, oh
there's
God.
A lot of foul language here. But this is audio of Dean Gaffney's brother calling out Joe Swash.
Go on.
But you watch this video, it's like Komodo Dragon. The amount of spit on this... Let me tell you, the Gaffneys are some fun.
He looks like nothing like Dean.
No, that's not him. Wait, this all is right. him.
Oh, my God.
Joe Swash. Joe Swash. And all belong to him. Fuck off, Joe Swash. That's come from the Gaffneys and the Collins. Dean Gaffney's brother, Joe Swash, are meeting at a hotel.
Bring your best
boy, you
man.
Fucking famous boy.
You meet Joe Swash back.
Guess what? In the hotel, you win your fucking famous
you know
boy. You're winning famous, boy. Guess what? You're Joe Swash, mate. You're
a
big
toe bag.
Guess what?
Anyway, that goes on for another minute.
He's like a Wayne of the Gaffney family.
It's golden footage, that.
Why is he doing that? What's Joe Swash done? Who is Joe Swash again?
Joe Swash is the crafty, cockney, balding, ginger, likeable...
Essex show or whatever.
I think he's North London. I think he's his little boy. But I kind of like Joe.
Oh,
Swash.
Is he like?
He's married to her, isn't he? Stacey Solomon.
Oh, yeah, he's like a nice cheeky guy. Geezer, isn't he?
Yeah, cheeky fella, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
you like yourself a cheeky fella, come on.
I know, yeah. I've got nothing against Joe Swash. I was wondering what Wayne Gaffney's doing that for. Dean Gaffney, my mate, was on like Tinder or something, and Dean matched with her, and he was like messaging her, going, let me come over. I've got a fucking 8-ball of coke. Let me come over. And then she did let him come over, just did all his coke, and then kicked him out.
I know, you told me this story before. Good, isn't it? It's fucking brilliant.
Have you seen Dean's twin daughters?
No.
He's got these twin... I think he's banging them.
He was great on...
He's got two twin daughters. Very attractive for coming really? Out of Dean's penis.
Well, he must have pulled a nice-looking bird back in the...
Gaffers. You should get him on here.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Do you reckon James Corden ate Madeleine McCann?
James Corden can eat shit, as far as I'm concerned.
Don't say that about Madeleine.
I don't know, mate. Did he eat Madeleine McCann? Might not.
Maybe.
No. He ate everything else, though. He ate the geezer who ate Madeleine McCann.
Yeah. Right.
That's why you're never going to solve it, because James Corden ate him.
He's horrible, isn't he? You know the family...
Apparently, yeah.
you know, the family, I found out where they live, and they live in St. Neots near Cambridge. So if you're listening, Putin,
we're getting
can
closer.
You send the nuke there first?
Yeah. Yes.
Vlad, mate.
We're getting closer to these lot. How are we doing in the Bulgarian comedy charts?
I've not had a look recently, but I'm guessing we're number one.
Yeah, well, you'd have thought so.
Smashing
it. Hopefully we haven't gone down.
No, we're going to go over there and do some live shows. Yeah, to do a tour of Bulgaria.
Do a tour, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be good, I think.
All right, it's Uncle Wayne here. Sorry I couldn't be here today, but I will be I'll be back soon next week, and we'll have a good little cuddle, yeah.
Do you remember Free Willy, the film? Do you reckon...
Yeah, ain't you got any animal sex stories this week?
No, well, I'm getting there now. Free Willy. Willy the... What was he? A killer whale.
Killer whale.
Do you reckon he was a nonce?
A nonce?
That kid. Okay. Where's the kid now who played him? It's the biggest film, like, ever at that time. Where's the kid?
Do you know what? I've got a hatred of them kids. Like, they all look the same. They've got that naughty bowl. They're all blonde.
Bowl cut.
The bowl cut.
I used to look like that when I was a kid.
Remember Home Alone 3 when they got rid of lovable Macaulay and brought in
the
brat?
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
But yeah, there was a real... When we, if you're anywhere near our age, we were kind of raised on American cheesy fucking films, weren't we? Like, they would all, there would always be a scene about two thirds of the way through where the kid is on the bottom bunk of his bed throwing an old tattered old baseball into a glove, and how his dad was late at work and he couldn't come and see him play the ball game.
I wanted my dad to be there.
Yeah, did you used to play in an American accent when you was a kid?
No, but look
at
this photo.
Did. Everyone did.
This photo, I was one of them kids.
Oh shit, you were, weren't you?
I had the bowl cut, everything, yeah.
Well, no, listen, I had a bowl cut. A lot of us had bowl cuts, but they had the heavy wedge at the back.
Yeah, I didn't have that. Yeah,
you know,
they
had
did,
that big build-up at the back. There's a classic American 80s movie kid.
You know what? I used to like in films in like the early 90s. You knew in every comedy film, like a funny one like Police Academy or something, there was always going to be a tits scene. There's always, at one point, some girl gets her tits out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd always be like, the tits must be soon. They're going to come soon. Because I knew it was always going to happen. I just wanted to see some tits desperately.
Yeah.
So, and they always came.
True.
Like Teen Wolf, there's a tit scene. He's
is
in
there.
Yeah, what's the one where he's invisible? There's one where he's invisible, and he...
I'll tell you what about Teen Wolf. It wasn't Teen Wolf. It was Mark. What his name? Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Whether it was Teen Wolf or Back to the Future or whatever else he was in.
Yeah.
He was always in a rush. And he was always running, and he was always spinning round while he runs.
That's why he got Parkinson's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
you got to keep still if you don't
If you
want
can
that.
Imagine Michael J. Fox with a, like, listen, even in the 80s, he was about 40. So he's playing someone 20 years younger than him.
He looked small, though, didn't he? He looked cute.
Very small 40-year-old man playing a college teen. So if you imagine him with, like, a college, you know them bastard jackets, them varsity jackets they get with, like, the college university initials on it. Michael J. Fox running through the town square.
Yeah.
With a big pile of paperwork, like school books, and he's running and spinning and spinning while he runs, and then he bumps into someone and all his papers fly everywhere, and he's, hey, I gotta go. And he, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Fuck you and your spin, mate.
But I liked him. No, I liked him because he played guitar, he skateboarded, and all the chicks loved him, even though he was like 4 foot tall.
All the chicks did love him. I think I say this every week, but I fucking wish I was American, man. I don't wish I was American, but I wish I grew up with that college, like...
It's
look
not
at,
like it is in the films,
man. Mate, it is. I peruse TikTok for my losers, don't I? And I keep, somehow the algorithms decided to start feeding me like sorority houses.
I've been to a frat house in Canada to a party.
Yeah.
Right?
And was it, I bet it was just like the films. Woo!
It was
cups.
A bit, there's red cups, right? But and in the basement, there was like a pool table and loads of like fun shit. And they had a vending machine in there with selling beer, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, get a can of beer out. But then there was one dude who was like, obviously like the sort of dominant alpha of the frat house.
Wow, does that remember his name?
No, I don't remember. But he was like walking around with his top off, just like, yo, bros, yeah, welcome to the fucking frat house.
Woo!
Yeah, and then he started like, just out of nowhere, like running up the wall. He was like, I can run up the walls. And he was running and like doing that thing where you run up a bit and then run back down. And he was like trying to get higher and higher. Like, I can run up walls. It was mainly, there was about 10 guys there, including me and my bandmates, and then like one girl who just looked like she wanted to go home.
Well, yeah, but that's a frat house. I'm more interested in these sorority houses.
Is that the girl ones?
The girl versions, yes. And what I can gather on TikTok anyway now, they're just TikTok breeding grounds.
Yeah.
It's like a spider's nest of fucking young American cheerleaders just going nuts for TikTok.
I mean,
great big mannequin challenges.
I really don't want to be alive anymore.
No, I do. I do want to be alive. I just want to be 20 and a fucking frat
Mate,
boy.
When we were 20, it was way better than it is for these 20-year-olds now.
Oh, true, yeah.
It's fucked now.
Oh, it's fucked, man.
They have so much pressure on them. They're all deeply unhappy.
Oh, yeah.
That they're all just like, I've got to go to the gym every day or else I'm not going to get laid. Yeah. You know, like we didn't have to go to the gym. We could look like shit back then. Yeah. And, and you still got laid. But... yeah, it's horrible. I don't know. There's no future for them. Everything's the world's on fire. You can't get a job that pays well.
It's generation just, wealth, innit? They want quick fame and fortune and nothing else.
No, I feel sorry for them. But even though they're annoying little pricks, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah, they're not ready for the real world, mate.
Neither am I. I fucking don't want to be in it. No, it's horrible.
Yeah, but we're luckily enough. We've managed to find ourselves positions where we're not. We don't have to be in the real world, but most people do.
I know. Yeah.
So imagine that. I mean, I've got I did a job I fucking hated for 12 years. Hated it.
I've never had to do that. I'm very lucky.
I didn't know any different. So I was kind of great. It was a good job. Well paid. I was doing it. And I was fucking well and happy.
Spending like 40 hours a week doing...
someone else's work.
Yeah.
Like being a small part of a big machine. And it was just mad.
But I was on the tube the other day and it was like... 60-year-old like men and women on there coming back from work. I'm lucky. I rarely have to get the tube at rush hour because I've... don't work like that. Anyway, I was on it and it was packed. It was horrible. And I was looking at this woman who was probably in her 60s, like coming back from her office job. And I just was like, mate, you shouldn't be doing this at your age. You should be relaxing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be on the tube. Like, yeah. I felt so sorry for her. Fucking hell. Like, this is, you should be just chilling out, living in the country or something. And like, she looked so ill and depressed.
Well, this is it. It's like, how the fuck, you know, when you actually take a step back, you think, how the fuck, you know, if I'm just a living, breathing thing, like a fucking, like a plant next to me and like a bumblebee. It's like, why am I doing this?
What's the point?
Else? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Well, how did we create this world that we live in where we all feed into the same machine and then just eat whatever shit it sprays at us?
And mad. Then you get like half your pension because it gets taxed, and then you get that when you're like 65 and you're fucked. My mate's dad worked his ass off all his life, then like retired, and about 2 weeks later had a heart attack and died, and he like didn't get to enjoy anything.
Yeah,
like, it's just like, what's the fucking point? That's why you've got to cheat the system, guys.
That's
and just
why I listen to a lot of
live in a field.
Morissette. Yeah, yeah, you do, yeah.
Right,
live in a field and listen to Alanis Morissette.
What's she got to say?
Well, she's like, an old man turned 98, he won the lottery.
Yeah.
And died the next day.
Oh, have you watched that? That's poignant.
Have you watched that documentary, Woodstock 99?
Yeah, it looks rough, that, doesn't it?
Fucking good, mate. It looks wild.
Well, I remember at that particular time, it was a boisterous time, and I used to go to Leeds Festival, like the Northern Reading, and me and my mates, we only went for the riots, because we went like 3 years in a row, and the riots on the last day, it was the same time, and it was fucking amazing.
I went Reading the year when it was Limp Bizkit and Eminem.
Yeah, I went to that one, but in the North,
right.
The Leeds one, but all we went for was the riots, really. So I love the music,
yeah,
but
we
had massive riots up there.
Did you?
We burnt all the toilets, port-a-loos, like smashed everything up. It must have been something in the air because that's what they were doing at Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
We were all just, I don't know, pissed off, angry little wankers, but we burn all the toilets at the weekend, and then the riot police had come. Everyone's throwing bottles at the police. It was so exciting, like when you were a kid, the adrenaline.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I met a guy in there, and I was like, in the riots, me and him were like right at the front lobbing bottles at police and stuff. And we became mates, like, oh, yeah. And then after it, we were like hanging out. Didn't see him again. And then 2 or 3 years later, I went to uni and he was on my course, and I was like, no way, you're the lad from the riots.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And then we formed a band together, and we were in a band together for years, and he's one of my best mates now.
Successful band?
That one wasn't, though. Well, none of them were.
But
depends what you think of successful.
Look, listen, you keep telling me about these tours, and 1 minute you're in Texas, and the next minute you're in Tokyo. Yeah. Like, I'll take that as successful.
Well, this means I went on holiday for free a couple of times.
Yeah, with regard to festivals, I actually think they're shit. I think they're 72-hour long shit periods of time that have...
Have you been to Glastonbury?
No. If I go to a festival, I'll be in that nice bit.
Yeah.
Bit you can't afford.
Fair enough. I can't.
Yeah, because that's the only way I can do it. I'm not...
No, now, me as an older...
condensation running down my own bum cheeks.
As a senior citizen now, I wouldn't go and do what I used to do. But I used to go for like a week in my 20s, and I'd play gigs there, so I'd get in for free most of the time. Yeah, I've never paid to go in.
I looked at like the level up from normal.
That's fucking.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, you can't. That's too much.
Have you seen the Isle of Man lineup this year?
No.
Oh, it's mental. Like, really bad.
It's shit, that festival. I played it.
Well, yeah, but it's like a famous one. It's a bit of history there, isn't it? The Who and all
no,
that.
No, the 60s one was completely different, though. That was different organisers.
Honestly, just this year, it's like...
trading on the name.
It's like boring. Finley Quay, Stereophonics. Yeah. It's fucking, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Alicia Keys.
When I went there, right, they had at the door, at the gate, they had this big bin. This big bin, and it was like drug amnesty bin. It's like, throw drugs in here now, guys, because like once you get in, you'll get searched and you'll get thrown out.
Yeah.
And there's this big bin full of drugs. So me and my mate were like, we're going to have to go and rob that bin.
Take the bin.
So
yeah.
we're like crawling through the grass, like trying to get to the bin, and got fucking busted. We're only joking. But then I went backstage because I was playing, so I had a backstage pass. And fucking David James was there, and I was chatting to
him. Goalkeeper.
Yeah, he was just hanging out. And I was like, all right, mate. And there's some nets there. I was like, can I do some penalties against you? And he's like, yeah. So I was doing penalties against David James.
Yeah.
Yeah, I scored, and I'm shit at football.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was there, to be honest. It was weird. But
yeah. They get everywhere.
It's a shit festival, though, that. Like, it's boring. Don't know.
Isle of Man. Is it? No, Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight, sorry, yeah, Isle of Wight.
Is there a festival on the Isle of Man?
No, there's the TT races.
They're weird people, aren't they, Isle of Man?
Have you
people.
Been there?
I've never been to the Isle of Man.
Mate, I've been...
I never will.
Did I tell you the maddest day of my life when I found the dead body and...
Fuck me, no, you did not.
Oh, mate, right.
Did you tell... No,
I don't know if I've told this story.
Remember that. Yeah, you found a dead body on the Isle of Man.
Yeah. So that's just part of the day, mate. I'm sure I've told this story.
Go on. Right?
Anyway, this is the maddest day of my life. I was a solo artist, like pretending to be Bob Dylan. I was young, I was 21 or something. Met a guy on the bus in Manchester called Steve, who's now my mate, and he was in a band called The Brothers with Different Mothers. And he's like, we're doing a four-date tour in pubs in Isle of Man. Do you want to come? And I was like, yeah, like I want to go on an adventure. I'm a young kid. So we drove there, on the ferry, get over there. And it was like, you know...
How big's the Isle of Man?
You can drive across it in an hour, half an hour.
Oh, so it's quite big then.
Yeah, but it's not that big. But anyway, they've got strange folk, right? Right, so we get there, do a gig first night, all good. We brought some pills and some speed, I think. So we're all fucked. And we're on this campsite just talking shit, making loads of noise. And the owner came over and she was like, you're going to have to be quiet. Like, and we were like, all right, yeah. And then she said it like three times and we just weren't being quiet. So she kicked us out. She's like, get off my fucking campsite. And there was these two guys who were a lot older than us who were like tour managing it and driving us around and shit. And we had to wake them up and they were like, for fuck's sake. You know, anyway, kicked off the campsite. We drive into Laxey, the main town. We're like, we don't know what we're gonna do, but it's driving to Laxey. Went in there and it was the sun was coming up and we looked down into the port, like into the, you know where like the channel comes in from the sea into like the port bit.
Estuary.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, there's a fucking guy floating like face down. I'm like, what the fuck? We're tripping here. My mate Adam ran down like and shook him and was like, it was a guy and he turned out he'd fallen off the cliff and banged his head and died, right? And drowned. Oh. He walking his dog, right? And it was like, oh my God. So anyway, we're sat there, like, sobering up, like, shit. The police,
looking at the dead body.
Yeah, and police came and handled it, and we were like, we've got to get out of here. And the older blokes who were touring with us, they said, right, I found another campsite over side the island, let's go there. So we drove there. On the way, going to this petrol station, I walked in, Gimli off Lord of the Rings is in there. And
who's
I was like,
that?
The little troll guy.
I've not seen it.
Right, he's in there, right? And I'm like, are you Gimli off Lord of the Rings? Already had the weirdest day ever. And he was like...
What, is he actually a dwarf?
No, he's a big guy actually, but they made him look small.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, and he was like, yes, it's me, yes. And he's the actor lives on the island supposedly. So I was like, fucking hell, and that's weird. Got back in the van, drove to this campsite, went to sleep, thought nothing of it. Right, and this was in a place. No, this was in Laxey. The other bit was in.
Is that a place in Isle of Man?
Laxey. The other place was Douglas. So yeah, but we went to Laxey to this new campsite.
It's like League of Gentlemen.
It's fucked, man. In Laxey, they have the world's biggest water wheel.
I can't believe I've never been. Right. The world's biggest water wheel.
I think it's the world's biggest. It's like a really old one.
30 years
massive.
Ago. I love water wheels.
I woke up in like after a long sleep because I've been
on
fucked
it.
Up.
You were on it.
I was before, but I woke up. All my mates had left me. I was like, where the fuck are
you?
You
were on the water wheel.
No, I wasn't. I was in the tent. I had a lovely, lovely kip. Woke up. All my mates had left me. Rang them up and they're like, oh yeah, we didn't want to wait you. We thought we might come back for you later because they'd gone to set up at the venue we were playing in that night, a different place. And I was like, oh, you dickheads, like, you should have woke me up.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, I'll start, like, heading that way. I'll try and get a bus or something, because we had loads to do. So I set off walking down the road in my tent. Anyway, get to the wheel, look up, there's a fucking house on fire, right? And it's on a road called Ham and Egg Terrace. This is the fucking truth. I was like, for my trip in here, right, there's a road called Ham and Egg Terrace, there's a house fire on it, right? So I ran to the front of it, and I was, like, opening the door, I was like, I could hear someone screaming upstairs. Like,
really?
What? Yeah. They all ran down, this woman with two kids, right? And then the fire brigade came, put it all out, and no one was hurt, but the house was on fire.
So you were involved in two this major incident. Like, they must have gone down in. I mean, how many dead bodies are found on the Isle of Man every fucking year? Probably not many.
No, it was my mate Adam who spotted it first, but then he's like, look at that. And we're like, oh my God. And then, so I left that situation going, how much weirder can this day get? Anyway, so I thought, there's no buses, so I thought I'll start trying to thumb a lift, because there's no motorways on there.
And then Ian Beale gave you a lift.
So I'm thumbing a lift, this car screeches to a halt like a Mondeo, looks in, and it's a, what's the politically correct term for a dwarf? A little person.
Little person.
And he just went, get in! Right, and honestly, God, he had like an adapted car so that like, he had these big pedals. And he drove me to the venue at like 300 miles an hour. I was like clinging onto the door. Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? And in the Isle of Man as well, there's these fairy bridges. They all believe in fairies. And when you go over the fairy bridge, you have to say thank you to the fairies. Otherwise, you're cursed. That's what they think.
Really?
They all think that. So that, and then I got to the venue.
Where is it, the Isle of Man?
In between Liverpool and Ireland. And I was like, what the fucking day?
Closer to Liverpool?
About in the middle, I think. I don't know. But it's an amazing place. It's beautiful. But everyone's a nutcase. And yeah, I had the maddest 24 hours of my life there.
Yeah, you did.
Anyway, that's probably the end of the podcast, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know if, to be honest, say what we want about the fucking Isle of Man. It's such a small readership anyway, who cares? If you're from the Isle of Man, go fuck yourself, stay there.
No, it's nice. I love your little weird island. There's a big lake behind my house, and I was walking there with my mum a bit ago, and there was a little duck, and my mum was like, oh, look at that duck. And the lake's, it's a fishing lake, and it's full of massive pike, and all of a sudden this pike just came up and swallowed the duck whole.
No way.
Dragged it down. It was like a crocodile.
Really?
Like, my mum was like, oh no. Yeah, and disappeared. Ate a duck.
Yeah, it's horrible.
They're hard
as fuck. Mother nature's cruel. Last summer, I was walking my girl. So at the time, she was 1.5. We were feeding the birds by the river in Greenwich. And we were just feeding these birds. And a duck came with 5 little ducklings. And I'm feeding these little birds. And it's all nice and this and that. And there's a duck and 5 little ducklings. Aww. And feeding the birds. And the ducks are going off in different
cute
directions.
Cute ducklings, aren't they?
The next minute, I've heard, wah, wah, wah. It's the mummy duck. Wah, wah, wah. There's 4 little ducklings.
Aww.
One of the seagulls has come and took a fucking duckling.
Whipped it off?
Yeah, just took it.
They're fucking evil seagulls.
Yeah.
I seen one swallow a rabbit hole on the internet, not in real life. Like,
really?
Yeah, I've seen the video. It's like it swallowed.
This is turning into
a rabbit hole.
Almost. Well, I actually saw one ate a dog.
Well, I've heard about that. Yeah. They found a chihuahua's bones in his nest.
Yeah, they did. That's how they know that ducks eat dogs.
I mean, it's pretty.
Whatever happened to white dog shit, fam?
Well, it's coming back now. We've done Brexit, hasn't it? It was because they changed the rules of dog food, so they stopped putting the white dog shit minerals in.
No, that's false. I'll tell you, the real answer is that flashers have also gone extinct. The last dog shit was seen at the same time as the last flasher.
Well, flashers just on Instagram now, sending nod pics.
Exactly that.
White dog shit is on there.
That's where the white dog shit is as well.
Instagram. Worth a fortune, that stuff. More expensive than cocaine.
White gold, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway, right, we're going to love you and leave you, listeners. Thanks for putting up this bullshit. We didn't have time to prepare
anything.
And hold
on, if you've got this far, well done. But what I will say is, since Shitgate, Vomus here has been getting a lot of hate about me, which is fine.
I don't give a fuck
about that. But people saying, you shouldn't be doing a podcast with this geezer, blah, blah, blah. And I get people saying to me, how'd you do that fucking, how'd you not hit him? And how'd you just sit there and do that if you didn't know this, did you?
No, but it's funny.
Yeah, but like.
I'm glad it's provoking people.
No, but this is the whole fucking point of it. The reason why this podcast is this podcast, Reverse Cowboy, is because we are different. And what he says has no reflection on me. And what I say has no reflection on him. So don't cancel him because you don't like me. Stay on his fucking team because every week he'll pull me up. And
cancel me if you want. I don't care.
Yeah, the whole point of having a fucking opinion is so that you can talk about it. And that's how opinions change, because you think, actually, do you know what? Yeah, maybe you are right. Maybe I shouldn't have said this. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. So that's why we do it. People are different and just find a way to get on anyway, innit?
The country's never been more divided, so we need to find some middle ground.
Yeah, and it's Mental Health Month.
Yeah, and we're going to do that by getting drunk together every week. And we're friends. We don't agree on most things, but we're friends. So, you know, and possibly lovers.
Make that a bit wider. Make that point a little bit more obtuse. And what you're looking at is, the message of it is, disagree on absolutely fucking everything. But for fuck's sake, just find a way to get on. It's not that hard. Love,
Reverse Cowboy.
pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Killed the best thing about football for both the players and the people watching. Cheated. Is that moment where there's a goal. Yeah. That moment when there's a goal. If you score a goal and you want to fucking run off and celebrate, he's took that away from the players. He's took
because they're looking, aren't they, at the officials?
Yeah, you score and then within 5 seconds you think, oh no, I better check the VAR. Then everyone sits around and all the players stop celebrating.
So rubbish.
Watch the screen for 2 minutes and then go, yes, do a little fist pump and run back.
It's an anticlimax.
It's too forensic, mate. And football was never meant to be that. Also, in my opinion, football, the beauty of football is the reason why it's the people's game and the whole world plays it. Is because ultimately it's no different. If you're playing Premier League, you need 22 players, a ball and a ref, or Sunday League. Yeah? Yeah, the whole world can play the same game. With the VAR shit, it's not the same. Also, it's not a 90-minute game anymore. It's 10 fucking 9-minute games separated by these little breaks, and it takes 2 hours to play.
Right, so we've done VAR. VAR's wank. Yeah, I think get rid of
VAR
it.
VAR shit, but basically because you've now took it out.
But is it
of,
scripted?
You, listen, you've took the power out of the referee's hand and put it in some random anonymous cunt in a fucking shipping container in the middle of nowhere. We don't know who this person is. We don't know what. If you just hear me out for a minute. If you imagine a striker, imagine a defence is pushing up and an attacking team are going through. Oh, this don't really
we need Lineker here for this.
Yeah, we need Lineker here for this. But if Harry Kane's running that way at 30 mile an hour and Virgil van Dijk's running that way at 30 mile an hour, every 0.01 of a second counts, depending on where you freeze frame the ball. Now, when a player kicks a football is a bag of air. It stays on your foot for an amount of time.
Yeah, come on.
So it's not a snooker ball. It doesn't just connect with your foot and then leave your foot. It stays on your foot for an amount of time. So over the course of time, because it's down to the VAR dude who's anonymous, who's in the room, which freeze frame he uses to show on the screen whether it was offside or not, he can bend the outcome of games. Not necessarily the outcome of games, but because you can bet on anything these days, you can bet on the amount of goals, goal in the next 5 minutes. Listen, if he takes 4 minutes making his VAR call, there definitely ain't a goal. There's so many markets and someone so anonymous, someone with that much money floating about, someone's sister-in-law with a Swiss bank account is getting extremely rich. That is VAR done. I hate it. Next.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.